On today's show, Season 3, Episode 1, The Tao That Can Be Told. I will start off Season 3 with picking a chapter from the Tao Te Ching and commenting. In this case, Chapter 1 of the Tao Te Ching. And then if you stick around after my commentary, I will bring you up to date on where I am in my life right now. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao. Starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hello, welcome back to Season 3. If you're a first-time listener, this is probably not the place to start. I would take each episode in order, starting at Season 1, Episode 1, and then work your way here. For this season, we have a new format. I'm going to read a verse of the Tao Te Ching, maybe not do every single chapter in the book. Who knows? And then I will provide some commentary. I haven't decided how often I will release each podcast episode, as I've been really busy. If you are here for and interested strictly in Taoism, after the reading and my commentary, you're free to stop listening to that particular episode. However, if you listen on after the commentary in a break, after that break, I'll provide some news about my life that some of you might find interesting for those who are interested in hearing more about your host. Anyway, let's dive in. For this particular verse of the Tao Te Ching, I will be reading or quoting from the revised Feng and English 1989 version. Chapter 1. The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. The nameless is the beginning of heaven and earth. The named is the mother of the 10,000 things. Ever desireless, one can see the mystery. Ever desiring, one sees the manifestations. These two spring from the same source, but differ in name. This appears as darkness, darkness within darkness, the gate to all mystery. So let me paraphrase a little bit from St. Augustine. If you define anything divine by words, it automatically limits you. For example, if you say God has no head but wears a hat, it would absolutely make no sense. In more practical terms, if God is unlimited, can you say God is only good? Now, I know in the Tao here, we're not talking necessarily about God or a deity. But words are just descriptors, and they're from our limited human experience. Even when we think we have a grasp of something that we haven't yet experienced, can we truly understand it? For example, when we use words like eternal, our tiny brains, amazing as they are, can only understand and categorize things that the processing power of our mind limits us to. Yeah, I know, I'm kind of comparing our brain to a computer processor here. Lao Tzu is telling us here that the Tao is beyond description. And to even try to describe it, it really puts limits on it, which may not be an accurate representation. Even if our brains have the power to understand, without it, an experience of that which we're trying to describe, it's still really difficult to capture. Imagine trying to describe a modern cell phone or maybe even a computer to someone in 2000 BC or 2000 BCE. It would be very difficult to do. Their brains might be able to process the knowledge, but without the experience of it, it would be very difficult to describe. So if we think too hard and try to wrap our brain around the Tao, we will not be able to grasp it. It's a mystery which can only be glimpsed when we're outside the confines of our mind and when we enter into the space of experiential openness. Our eyes see the manifestations all around us, but our hearts can sometimes glimpse into the mystery. Think about it. That's all my commentary on Chapter 1. Short and sweet. After a break, I'm going to return and talk a little bit about myself if you'd like to stick around. But this week, think about how many mysteries are around you and how hard it is to capture in words things that we truly can't understand. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. So what's new with me? I started a new job as a probation and parole officer. Now, some of you might remember from last season, after years of doing mental health work and having some health scares and all that, I was looking to get back into the workforce after a pseudo sorta semi-retirement and exploring different options. So, probation and parole officer, a Taoist probation and parole officer, sounds interesting, doesn't it? When you think about it, kind of like my mental health work or even this podcast, I'll still be helping people, or at least mentoring people that want to get help and providing resources, but with the additional responsibility of providing some accountability. With Taoism, remember, it's yin and yang, light and dark. And you have to have those forces to kind of counterbalance each other. So this should be a fun and interesting job position. Right now, I've been mainly doing a lot of training, so I can't really say a lot about the day-to-day work, but I've seen it. And I know that at times it's going to get rough. You can get secondary trauma from some of the things that you'll see and hear about, particularly if it involves child endangerment, child abuse, things like that. So I'll try to keep you updated on that. I hope you're doing good. Hope everything's going fine with you. Keep listening. Keep subscribing. Stay tuned, and we'll go through this journey together. Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. How do you like the show? You can send me feedback at master@taoteacher.com. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.